Oasis Audio presents The Friendship Feature, Book 1 in the series The Jessie Files, a Boxcar Children book, by Stacia Deutsch, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Just Jessie? Everything was on schedule. As I headed across the backyard, I even had a second to pause and admire the sign of my newfound freedom— a perfectly angled 8.5 by 11 rectangle made of repurposed plywood. Just Jessie, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. At first, I'd been worried about the idea. After all, ever since the day my brothers, sister, and I came to live with our grandfather, the old boxcar in our backyard had been our family hangout. For a short time, it had also been our home. That was before grandfather found us and brought us to live with him. But things were different now. School had just started back up, and I was in 7th grade, which meant I was already halfway through middle school and even more than halfway to college. It was time to finally have some space for myself. I'd come to our big family meeting ready to defend my decision. I'd made a presentation board that had a big 12 on top to remind everyone that I was practically a teenager. Pictures and graphs represented all the things that I was planning for the upcoming year: coursework, extracurriculars, sports, social life, and the estimated time I would need per week for each of them. But the meeting ended up only lasting about 3 minutes, and two of those were spent cleaning up after my 6-year-old brother Benny, who spilled orange juice all over my desk. Basically, after I said what I wanted, everyone agreed right away, and they spent the rest of the afternoon helping me make my sign. Sometimes I forget that my family is pretty awesome about stuff like this. The clock said 9:59. In less than 60 seconds, I'd officially have the boxcar all to myself. I took one last look at the sign, the symbol of my independence, and slid open the door. The familiar squeak and clatter were music to my ears. "If we're going to hang out back here, you've got to get that thing oiled," my best friend, Charla Gray, said as she came into the yard through the back gate. She was early. I had planned to have a little time in the boxcar before my Just Jessie time turned into Jessie and Charla together time. But honestly, I wasn't even a little disappointed at the change of plans. The whole point was to focus on the important things in my life, and Charla was definitely important. "Oil? No way," I replied with a laugh. "It's part of the atmosphere." I shoved the door all the way open, letting the final rattle hang in the silence between us. "I suppose I'll get used to it," Charla said, nudging past me to be the first inside. "Even if I still think it's crazy that you have a literal boxcar in your backyard." I followed her in, turned on the floor lamp, and closed the door behind us. Charla tossed her backpack on the floor. She zipped off her sweatshirt, revealing a t-shirt that said, "My head's in the cloud." It was a joke about online cloud storage and one of Charla's favorite shirts. She had a full wardrobe of computer-related clothing. I was wearing a comfy striped sweater that was a hand-me-down for my 14-year-old brother, Henry. I'd braided back my long brown hair and let my 10-year-old sister, Violet, tie a striped bow around the end. It made my outfit look a bit more intentional rather than just easy, which was my normal style. With a whoosh, Charla plopped into the beanbag in the corner. I headed to my desk and hit the power button on my computer. It began to boot up. "Small pocket inside the big compartment," I told Charla before she even asked a question. "Huh?" Charla looped her backpack strap over her foot and dragged it across the floor to her. The zipper clicked softly as she opened the big compartment. "Ah, yep, there it is." She pulled out her favorite pen, the one I'd given her with the purple pom-pom on top. "Now, where am I?" she began. "Top of your head." Charla had gotten her first ever pair of glasses the week before. She was supposed to wear them all the time, but so far she only mostly put them on when she was using a computer, which, come to think of it, was pretty much all the time anyway. She reached up and found her new glasses twisted in her thick, dark curls. "Oh," she chuckled, "I wish I had your superpower." "Oh, that," I replied with a sigh. Unfortunately, I knew exactly what she was talking about. My siblings and I had developed a bit of a reputation around our hometown of Greenfield, Connecticut. We were the kids who hung out in a boxcar and solved mysteries. It hadn't done wonders for my social life, to say the least. "It's not a superpower or even a little magic, Charla. I just notice small things others might not see," I explained. "You came to do homework with me. It was only natural that after you sat down..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?